Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap. Yeah, say be not weary.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you for calling Street Talk, where we're on live every Friday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Blog Talk Radio. I ask that you all please do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all please put your phones on mute if you're not speaking so that we cannot hear the background noises. On tonight, I was going to speak to you all about living life to the fullest. You can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. Okay, again, I am your host, Miss Reddy, and we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. Okay, I wanted to read a couple of Bible verses in reference to living your life to the fullest. You have Psalms 37:4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. In Matthew chapter 6:34, it says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. When I hear that verse, it does something to me. I think about how you're not supposed to think about tomorrow. We speak in general. A lot of us make plans for tomorrow instead of dealing with what we have going on for today. The Lord tells you right here in Matthew 6:34, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. That means tomorrow will come when it comes. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble, meaning live for today. Live life to the fullest. I mean, no matter what you're going through, live for today. Don't put off what you have to do for today on tomorrow. You know how some people say, well, I'm not going to do this today. I'll just save that for tomorrow. I don't feel like God set us up to do that. I think he encourages all of us to do whatever we want to do on today. Don't put it off until tomorrow. And I encourage people to live life to the fullest for today, because it tells you right there in the Bible, live for today. I'm not saying go out and party or go out and do something bad. I'm saying live life to the fullest as in. Have self-respect, have morals, gain passion, gain love. Live for today. It says do not be anxious for tomorrow, because you don't even know if tomorrow is going to come. Okay. Also, in Philippians chapter 4:13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That's saying that it's letting you know that you, me, and the next person, we can do all things through him who strengthens me. Who is him? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God, he strengthens us. God strengthens everybody. In John chapter 10:10, it says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus came to the earth. God sent his son so that he could pay for our sins. He came so that we can live life more abundantly. It tells you right there in the Bible. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord, plan for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. God planned for all of us to have a future. He planned for all of us to live life and have hope for tomorrow. He didn't plan for us to just live life. He didn't plan for us to just live life and not have a future, not have a plan, not have love, not have anything. He planned for us to actually have a paradise on earth. He planned for everything to be perfect when he first started this earth, and he wanted us to enjoy one another and enjoy the earth that he had for us. But, of course, you know, things happened. Things changed, and it changed because we wanted Satan came and spoke to Adam and Eve while they were in the Garden of Eden. I know that everybody that's alive know about the story. So, but he didn't really put us here to do that. He put us here to live life more abundantly, and that's what it was all made for. And also it said Psalms, where was I at? For I know, okay, in Psalms chapter 90, verse 12, it says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days that we may have a heart of wisdom. That means every day of your life, learn something new, learn to grow, gain wisdom, gain knowledge. Don't be afraid to read, write, learn something new. Don't be afraid of change. Don't be afraid of knowledge. The only thing you should be afraid of is not knowing something, because it tells you basically a question that's not asked is the only dumb question. I even teach my kids that you have to gain knowledge in order to live, and a person that does not gain knowledge is lacking thereof. You don't want to live life and not gain knowledge. You have to have some form of knowledge in order to live life. And it tells you right there in the Bible to gain knowledge, you know. And it tells us also to do different things. It tells us also, it says, I want to go back to Jeremiah chapter 29:11. Hello, I have a couple of callers online. Say hello on tonight.
Hello.
Hello, how are you on tonight?
I'm all right. Glad to be alive on top of the dirt, not under.
You say you're glad to be alive?
Glad to be on top of the dirt, not up under. And amen to that, too.
That's great. That's great. I was on, and I was speaking about how we're supposed to live life to the fullest, and how God had planned for us to live life more abundantly. He didn't plan for us to live for tomorrow. He wanted us to live for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading a couple of Bible verses where he had spoke and said those things. I don't know if you heard me, but I was speaking.
I'm sorry. I was a few minutes late because I was doing what I was doing when you told me to call earlier.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of a snack.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. I'm glad that you joined us on tonight, where that you can hear the things that we had planned for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Not mine. Could you catch me up to speed?
You said, can I catch you up to speed?
Yes.
I'm getting ready to do that.
I'm going to put my phone on mute, but I will be listening.
Okay, I was talking about how you're supposed to live life to the fullest, where he talked about in Psalms chapter 37, verse 4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. It says in Matthew 6:34, it says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself, sufficient for the day in its own trouble. I was speaking. I would like for you to take your phone off mute right now and, like, interact with me on this one, where he was talking about how you're not supposed to put off what you can do for today for tomorrow.
I'll tell you, now what was the last part already? I was trying to chew.
How you're not supposed to put off what you can do for today, for tomorrow. You know how we make plans, and
for
then
tomorrow,
we'll say, well, never mind.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
I agree, because it tells you, not, this is another thing that a lot of people don't realize. In the Bible, it tells you this. It tells you if you know information of today, you're supposed to give it to a man instead of telling him, well, hold on, I'll wait and tell him tomorrow. No, you're supposed to give that knowledge out today because you might not get a chance to see tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I got to go read to tell you exactly where it is, but that's one of the key components that he said, you know, if you have knowledge, that's where you held accountable. Like he said, I hold you accountable for things that you don't tell another man that day. That's one of the things. See, if you know you have that knowledge of today, you're supposed to share it today. Don't say, okay, well, I'll wait till tomorrow. One of us might not make it to tomorrow. So that could have been something that he needed to know to get him to the next transition or level where he's supposed to be.
I'm going to word it out right
once I get through eating. I'm going to go to it. But I was just putting that on your mind. So as you're discussing, as I finish my meal, it's going to take me about another 2-3 minutes. But as you're talking, I am listening.
Okay. That's fine. But yeah.
So that I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be smacking in nobody's ear and then, you know, you say, well, you know, we got this loud feedback. So when you want me to comply to something, just say, you know, hey, dope boy, comply, and I will.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair to y'all? Okay, well, I have no problem.
Let me get back to my food
because, you know, a fat person has to eat. You understand what I'm saying? So
Go ahead, dope boy.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, and I was talking about in Philippines where it says chapter 4, verses 13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We all know that I covered that part where you know that God strengthens you, okay? Also in Proverbs 27:1, it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. That's what Doughboy was just speaking about. Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow. It was some kind of what he was saying. It said, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Don't talk about what you're going to do on tomorrow, because today is already here. And he teaches you to live for today. Don't live for tomorrow, because tomorrow he might have other plans for you, because you don't know what God has planned for you as well. And that goes back to Jeremiah 29:11, where it say, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. He planned to give us all a future. He planned to give us hope. He wants us all to live life abundantly. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, it said, and Jesus said to him, If you can, all things are possible for one who believes. It says you can, like a person that say I can. You have to say you can, because all things are possible for the person that believes. Because if you feel like you can't do something, 9 times out of 10, you won't be able to do it, because you've left yourself thinking that you cannot do it. And a lot of people lose out on things because they feel like they can't do it, when only thing you had to do was believe that you can do it in the first place in order to even get that done. That's why a lot of things go unaccomplished, because some people don't have faith in themselves. You have to have faith in yourself in order for something to happen, because if you don't have faith in yourself, you have to have faith in God. You know what I'm saying? Then you have to have faith in yourself to go on and do those things, because if you don't have faith in yourself and you don't have faith in God, there's no way that you can accomplish anything. You'll always find yourself left behind. You won't move forward. You won't have those things that you say that you can have or think that you can have, because you didn't even have faith in the first place to even go for it, you know, with even just trying to have something. You know, you lost faith. You have to have some form of faith in order to You have to have some form of faith in yourself in order to have things. That's basically what the verse is saying. If you don't have faith in yourself, then who's going to have faith in you? Nobody. Nobody's going to have faith in you, period, if you don't have faith in yourself. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in God in order to have faith in yourself. That's what I truly believe. And it has to start somewhere, and you have to make it start with yourself. I firmly believe that with no knowledge, you can't, with no faith, you can't move forward. Okay, moving along. It says in Psalms 139, Psalms chapter 139, verses 13 through 16, for you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. They're talking about God. I praise you, for I am fearful and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, interestingly woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. That means before I was made, God knew exactly what my life would be. He knew who I was when I was created inside my mother's womb. And it says, for I am fearful and wonderfully made. You know, you're made, everybody is made uniquely. God made us all, and he made us all uniquely. We all are made in a different form, and we're made from different people, but God knows us. He knows the inner us. He knows what we're thinking. He knows how we feel. We can't hide anything from God, and that's something that I find very, very wonderful, because we can hide things from ourselves, but we can never, never, ever hide things from God. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing within itself. And it also says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Now, a lot of people don't even know that they have these things instilled in them because they don't use it. God gives you self-control. He gave you power. He gave you love. And you don't. Sometimes people don't even love themselves enough to understand how much power that they have. And if they can just gain control of themselves and acknowledge the power that they have, then I feel like a lot of people can get way further in life if they just understand all the things that God has instilled in them, because anything that you want to do, it tells you that you can do it as long as you believe in God and as long as you believe in yourself. You have to believe in something in order to live life to the fullest. You have to be able to live life more abundantly. He told you to live more abundantly. He told you to live it to the fullest. That, like I just said before, earlier in the conversation, it does not mean to go and wild out in life. It means to go and speak about God, gain conscience, gain knowledge, gain wisdom, learn everything that you can learn in order to live. And when you say living, mm-hmm. Some people think living is just having money or just chilling. You know, a lot of people say, I'm chilling on it. I said I was going to fix my mind this year to stop saying that I'm chilling on it all the time, because if you're chilling on it, then that's not really doing nothing. Chilling on it means you're sitting still doing nothing. So a lot of people say, I'm chilling on it. When you're chilling on it, you're doing nothing in real life. And I'm going to lose that word when they say, what's up, or what you got going? You say nothing, or, you know, something. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't realize when you're saying nothing or where you going, nowhere. You really talking yourself into being a nobody. And you don't want to talk yourself into being a nobody. Go ahead.
Can I say something? I'm going to tell you something that I always would talk. You know, a lot of people say if you surround yourself with certain things, then the certain things that you'll become. You surround yourself with people that want to have something, you're going to be successful. You set yourself around people that don't want nothing and watch where you wind up at. You see what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
God is like, now I'm going to show you something. Now, I'm so strong-willed. Remember when I told you, I said, New Year's, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm not going to smoke nothing, no cigarettes, no nothing. New Year's Day, I haven't smoked a cigarette since. Nothing.
That's great.
Just chewing gum. But see, it was something that I had to have a talk with God about myself. See, most people say, well, I need a nicotine patch. See, if you strong-minded, whatever you said in your mind, and you done already prayed to him about it, then you put it in motion, he going to work with it. You see what I'm saying? You got to put those desires that's in the back of your mind. You know what I'm saying? You got to say, hey, this is what I want. This is what I want for myself. One, I know this, that, like, when I get ready to start doing things again, my win has to be strong. So, you know what I'm saying, do the things that I want to do, the God-given talents that he gave me to do. You feel what I'm saying? As well as talking to people, because I'm good with my delivery and anything that I do. And that's by his grace. It's not by mine. You know what I'm saying? It's through his design that I can talk to people. And, like, when I was in jail, the dude told me, said, man, why is it so good you can talk to people? I said, it's not because I'm not really a people person, but what I understand people's problems. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people bring so many problems on me to the point where it stresses me out, so I had to say, hold on, let me back up from this. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm spreading myself too thin. So I had to, you know, distance myself from a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't be your social light, and where's my social light when I need it? But I had to go to him, and you know what I'm saying? Because this is the ability that he gave me. This is by his design, not by mine.
I agree with you on that.
It helps lives. So everybody from this one thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like about me, and it's not about you. These things that we do can help somebody else along the way. So it's just like you say, you pass this on from whatever we done talked about. This, it could be a topic in here that's going to help somebody else along the way, because ain't too many people that could be that strong and say, hey, man, this is what I want to do. It's just like a person say, I don't want to drink no more. But you got to set in your mind, hey, man, I'm going to give myself this. Some people can do it just instantly. But I had that said to myself. I was like, well, I know it's not going to be an easy road, because certain things that happen within the day, in the last 2 days. Earlier, my son wound up getting in trouble. He's going to juvenile. So I'm like, I'm asking his mama, well, what happened? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, okay, first thing kicked my head. Dang, I'm mad. Let me go get a cigarette. But I said, no, let me put this gun in my mouth, because this is another form of this man playing with me. But some people give the devil too much credit. You can't give him all the credit. Some things, he is here to do it, but you can't give him all the credit. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, his job is to destroy you if you allow him to.
Yeah, his job is to destroy you. That's what he's here for. And a lot of people don't realize that you speak things into existence, like you said.
Yeah.
If you saying negative things, and if you saying negative things, you're gonna end up with negative things. You have to speak positive things. You have to speak more positive. You have to encourage people more. You have to encourage yourself more. You have to want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It tells you right in the Bible. It tells you in the Bible that you have to want things for yourself in order to have it. You have to believe.
Yeah.
You have to have faith. And I mean, if you don't have faith, then I mean, what are you gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
No. You're just another lost soul. You're gonna be one of the souls that've been lost for 40 years. That's just like this. I'm going to say this. Okay, you know Big Baby, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what me and Big Baby had talked the other day. Okay, remember when we went to Train's little album release party, and I was like, okay, I let the hat out of the bag. I was like, you know, now it's time for me to be the CEO. Big Baby told me, she said, well, you know, it was meant for you to be a leader a long time ago, fighting and stepping to the ring. Sometimes you have to just sit back and observe things and be like, okay, I'm finally ready now. True enough, I had the knowledge, but I was doing some things that I had to enlighten myself to. You feel what I'm saying? And it's not just about me. It's the things that you have to put around you to say, okay, this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? If you know that God know you're a born leader because he put you in this position, that yes, I am. I speak to people. I'm good at the things that I do. But like I said a while ago, these are the things. This is the talent that he gave me. He seen it way before I did. Other people pick it up before I did. They like, why you sitting in the background for certain things? It's like, well, hold on. When it's time for me to come forward, when I know it's ready, like one day before my uncle died, we was at my cousin Jay's house. And my uncle told me, he said, man, Pierre, a lot of people know things about you. He said, but one thing I got to tell you, he said, you got to become a good chief before you was a good Indian. I was always a good Indian, but what are you telling me? Since you know this much, you need to go ahead and step your status up to become the chief that you know you can beat. Stop just being an Indian. You feel what I'm saying? So, sometimes you got to learn to lead. You know what I'm saying? God didn't put you here to be a follower. If he put you here to lead something, then you're holding yourself back. And then yourself from the blessings that he already got for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you holding yourself back, if he telling you, hey, son, I want you to shine, you like, I'm not ready. That's a sin, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, anything he bring forward to you and tell you this is what you for you to do, and you don't do it, then you knocking yourself on the blessing that he was ready to give you. But see, now when you ready to take it, you got to be just as strong as that blessing coming through that door, because there's going to be more things to come at you.
Yeah, we have a couple of new callers online. Hello, caller 5441. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, we're on here talking about how you have to live your life to the fullest, and we were reading a couple of Bible verses about it, and Dope was speaking about.
I get up 5 later. No, I don't.
No, okay.
No.
Hello, Doughboy.
Yeah, hold on.
Doughboy.
Oh, okay. Well,
what's
I can't give it to you now.
Hello, Carly. You
I'm
have
back.
To put your phone on mute because we can hear your background noises.
I'm back.
Okay. You can go ahead, Doughboy, and finish telling me about what you were saying. Like, you said that they told you you sometimes you have to be a – you have to step up and you have to go
yeah,
ahead
yeah,
and –
you know, you can't – see, this is – let me put it to you this way. I'm going to sum it up. You know, a lot of people want to be – let's say, like, a lot of people want Barack Obama's job. We'll use him, for instance. A lot of people want his job. But nobody know what it took for him just to get there. He had a whole bunch of things he had to go through. Everybody wanted to be the good chief. Everybody wanted the chief job. They didn't know what the chief had to go through to become the chief. Let's just make – let me cut around it so you can really understand what I'm saying. See, it's easy to say, I want his job, but were you willing to go through some of the things that he had to go through to get his job? Because it's going to be a long road. You just think you're going to come and say, hey, I can take a job tonight. You don't know. This man didn't even have a grip in the White House. Look at him now. He got a handful of it. See, the team got a whole
yeah.
bunch of words. You got to be just as strong as the job that you're taking on. You got to know what you're accepting. But at the same time, God say, you can do this. I gave it to you. You stand out there and you're going to do it. He going to give you the tools that you need to do the fighting. You just got to have faith to go out there, just like what you said a while ago. You got to have faith to go out there and do the things that he wants you to do. If he tell you, hey, man, I want you to come out here and tell everybody about Jesus in the morning, well, when you walk out that door, the job already done, because he's going to go tell people that Jesus said, man, let's put it this way. I'm going to say this too. God talks to us every day on an everyday basis. Some things that you don't even know, you'll be like, man, I wonder how this is going to happen. Later on, he's going to send somebody to bring you that same information, and they weren't even around when you thought about it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're like, dang, how did this person know this? Well, see, that's him bringing the message to you. See, like they said, don't get mad at the messenger. The messenger brought you the message.
Yeah.
See, the information
you
that you want to know what you're serious about, he's going to bring it to you.
Uh-huh. You can't get mad. You can't get mad when they bring you the message. Because, I mean, you some people, like you said, some people are afraid to just step in and take control. And, I mean, sometimes God has set you to be the leader, and instead you stay to trying to follow. What are you stay to trying to follow for? At some point, you have to step in and lead instead of just following, because, I mean, sometimes the following position is just not laid out for you. It's not what God had written inside. It's just not what God had led for you to do. He didn't have plans for you to follow. He had plans for you to lead. Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with you on that.
It's like a lot of people that become, they go to church and they all of a sudden they be sitting at the back. Even my grandfather, who I live right now, he used to go to his church and they'd be like, hey man, where's the pastor at? Where's Reverend Rainey? Reverend Rainey's sitting in the back of the church, but everybody comes to the front. Like, where's y'all preacher at? Here he is back here. They're like, why he sitting in the back? On the cool, my granddad's sitting observing everybody as they come in, so he'll know what kind of atmosphere he already in when he comes to the front. A quiet man, but a due diligence. Never even raised his voice one time. I probably heard him raise his voice one time. You see what I'm saying? But see, some people, you know, you have, it's like people that sit at the back of the class. You think the person that sit at the back of the class, they're dummy. No, they just as intelligent. They can do their work and do crazy things and get along and pass the work in. Be a smart person. Everybody ain't got to sit in front of the class just to make it look like you're doing good things. I did the same thing. Graduated 25th in my class. But a lot of people don't know that I'm that intelligent because I don't show it to them. But when it comes time, I can have an intellectual conversation with anybody. So you only sharp is the things that you show. Like they say this, I tell you this, not to even run over everything. What's the best way to hide something from a black person?
Put it in a book.
There you go. Because they know one thing about us. We don't read. But guess what?
They say if you put it in a book, that a black person is going to miss it every time. But I don't feel like that's a good thing.
It's not all the way it's not all the way true, but a majority of it, that's what they look at. That's the stereotype of it. Well, they didn't catch it. We put it here because it's going to be God. But see, one thing about it, just because I read it, I can pass it on and give it to the next person. Say, this is where I caught this information at.
Yeah, they say put it in a book and a black person going to miss it, but I don't feel like that. But we have a couple more callers online. Hold on just a second. We have a couple more callers online. Caller is 4944. Say hello on tonight. If your number ends in 4944, if your number ends in 6096, I took you off of mute. You can say hello on tonight if you would like to. Okay, well, you can go ahead, though, boy. Finish talking.
Hold on, I got
this. Give me 1 second. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go ahead and carry the conversation. Call her at 5441. Say hello. Okay, we have a lot of listeners on tonight instead of talkers, but we appreciate y'all for calling. We're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. talking about life's issues. Tonight we're speaking about life's challenges and about how you're supposed to live life to the fullest. And we were just speaking about different things about leading and following and how sometimes God has plans for you to lead instead of following. And sometimes you decide that you want to just follow, and you're held responsible for something that you haven't. You're held responsible for some knowledge. He put us here to gain knowledge, first of all, and to have wisdom. And if you don't at some point decide that you want to lead this, you're held accountable for anything that you know that you didn't teach the next person. And that's with anything in life. And it teaches you that in the Bible. You're held responsible for what you know if you don't pass it along, because you're supposed to live for today, not for tomorrow. And a lot of people live just for today. And a lot of people live for tomorrow instead of for just today. You know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. Doughboy, do you agree with me or you disagree? What?
No, where you at? I had to sit down real quick. What'd you say?
I said a lot of people live just for today. People live just for tomorrow, not for today. You know what I'm saying? They'll put off,
I agree with you. Let me tell you why I say that. I always hear the preacher say, thanks for the day. You know what I'm saying? Today is a day that we haven't never seen, and tomorrow's a day they haven't got it yet. You see what I'm saying? So, a lot of people be like, okay, well, I'm going to do this tomorrow. Well, how you know that you're going to make tomorrow? Tonight at 12 o'clock, you might not even know. And see, I had that bad, too. This is another thing. As a kid, I used to, my first tragic thing, I think I was like 10 years old, and I remember this to this day. We stayed on our page. This was like when they were talking about the Ku Klux Klan was coming to Dallas, and they were scaring everybody. And so one of my partners, he kept saying, man, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home. I was like, man, don't say that. Don't say that. Sure enough, the next day, guess what happened? He was dead.
What happened? He done what?
He said he was going home. You know what I'm saying? Somebody wound up killing him.
And he died?
Yeah.
No, he died. So he never made it home. It tells you in the Bible, Matthew 6:34, it says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is own, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Meaning today, handle what today has before you. Don't worry about what tomorrow may bring, because tomorrow is not promised to you. It tells you in the Bible. It says in Proverbs 27:1, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. I mean, you might it might be good things going on for you right here, right now. Tomorrow might be your downfall, because, everything is not going upward. You know what I'm saying? Not only are you living for yourself, you're living for Christ. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be living more like Christ, but we all know that it's like a... How can I put it? Like a bounce ball. You know what I'm saying? Life goes up, life goes down. So they tell you to do what you can today. You know what I'm saying? Live for today. You know what I'm saying? Live life to the fullest today. Don't put off nothing for tomorrow, because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. That's why you're supposed to tell a person, like if you see a person, you're supposed to say, I love you. You know what I'm saying? I love you today. You know what I'm saying? Don't hide the way you feel about people. Don't hide the way you feel about nothing, because you're supposed to show love. God put us here to love one another. And a lot of people miss out. Have y'all ever met a person that say, like, a person died before they told you you loved them? You know what I'm saying? And that's very heartfelt. But at the same time, you be thinking to yourself, like, a lot of people run and come to people's funerals. They be crying, oh, well, I meant to come see that person. I meant to come help that person. I meant to tell that person I cared. I meant to tell that person I loved them. No, don't do that after they gone. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that after they gone, because you didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if they're going to live. So I feel like if you want something, you're supposed to go after it.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all agree on
that? I agree. Let me tell you why I say that. And it's like, with a lot of things in life, man, I remember how you used to tell me, say, Doughboy, I don't know how you been through wrong working all day and all night. You know what I'm saying? I seen how, from babies, old folks, know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be there 24/7, and I be thinking like, I've been affected. I ain't gonna even, I'm putting it to you now. Y'all might think that I'm worried, but I'm saying this. Ever since I was about 10, 11 years old, I always wanted to work in a funeral home. Why? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, but it's just the truth. But
hold on, stop right there. Callers at 6096. You can say hello tonight. Caller at 4944. I just took y'all off of mute. I don't know if y'all know y'all off of mute, but y'all can all speak. 5441. Anybody can speak if they would like to inside our conversations. Go ahead, boy.
It's real crazy. You know what I'm saying? You was infatuated with things, but it wasn't there. I guess that was like one of the jobs that I always wanted. You know what I'm saying? Then when I got it, you know what I'm saying? I got in trouble because I was around people that, you know what I'm saying? I let them entice me with my anger. So, you know, like you say, some things you hold on to, some things you lose. You feel what I'm saying? But that I didn't let that hinder me from stopping what my dream is. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, even though you're getting older, you know, you can have a dream and you think that you put it off. You can still go back and get it tomorrow, but you got to want that dream and that desire. You know what I'm saying? Some people like, you know, like, hey, you know, this is what I want. You know what I'm saying? I could have been this. I could have been that. Well, ain't nothing to stopping you but yourself. You're hindering yourself.
So you said that you lived. So you said you always wanted to work at.
I always wanted to be a funeral director. See, like, I'm going to tell you. Okay, you know, Miss Pinkston, the one who had, well, Lomax got the funeral home now. Miss Pinkston, one, she was going to pay for send me to school. Then there was Mr. Begworth and then Mr. Lomax himself. We used to go to Taco Cabana on Greenville. You know what I'm saying? That's where a lot of times they funeral directors would meet somewhere and talk. Well, they was discussing which one of them wanted me to come work for them because I was, like, younger at the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like 18. I told them this is what my dream was. So Miss Pinkston, you know, her stuff was kind of, you know, she's getting older. She needs somebody else to run it. So she was like, well, this is what happened. Instead of me going to school, I wind up going to prison. You feel what I'm saying? So I pushed that dream on the back burner, and I was like, well, let me get back to what I know. This is what I know to survive. You know what I'm saying? So I went back to hustling instead of going to school. So I made up my mind, say, okay, let me finish these things that I got in front of me right now that I've been praying to God about. Let me go in here and start this new job. Then I go in here and finish this. I'm going to go back to school. I put my mind forth. I said, that's why I say in 2016, it's Team Wooker. And that's just what that is. I got to get everything around me that's in my life that I done set on a back burner, put it back on the stove.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not to say, you know, some people use the word as a boast, but it's no. It's you having faith. Well, you know, like I told you a while ago, when God asked him, like
no,
my cousin, she came up one day.
I encourage you to do whatever you would like to do because you're not boasting. You're not boasting. You're basically saying what you would like to do because
what
it says that it teaches you in the Bible, it says the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. It tells you that in Proverbs 16:9. So in your heart, you want it to be a funeral director. And you know what I'm saying? The Lord established your steps. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to have a plan because it tells you God knows your life before you live it. You know what I'm saying? It teaches you that it's in Psalms 139. 13-16, it says that he formed your body, you know what I'm saying? He knit you together in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you, you know what I'm saying? Your eyes saw my unformed substances, and your books were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. Like you had no, you didn't live no days of your life yet, but God already knew what he had set for you. But he gives you choices to know what you want to do. And I encourage everybody, a lot of people don't, like,
you,
like we were talking about, a lot of people will not even take their first step, you know what I'm saying, step out on faith to do what they feel like doing, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people sit back and, like I told you, they be chilling on it. And I encourage people to don't chill on it.
You can't do that.
Yeah, don't chill on it. Actually, get out and get something. You have to want it. You have to make it known. You have to say that you want to do these things. Not only speak it, actually get out and do it. And I'm not saying bad things. I'm saying positive things because I encourage everybody to do something positive. We have a couple of new callers online. Y'all can say hello on tonight. I took everybody off of mute. We have caller at 5268. Would you like to say hello on tonight on Street Talk? If your number ends in 5268, you can say hello on tonight. Okay. If your number ends in 4944, if your number ends in 6096, you can say hello on tonight.
We got the church choir. That's all it is. We got the four.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Nobody wants to acknowledge their feelings, but not back to saying what I was saying a while ago when it felt like I was boasting. No. My thing is this. It like it's what you just cleared it up in the end of what you're saying. Sometimes you have to step out on faith. Even though these are things that's in your head, you know, like even one day one of my other cousins came by. And she knows, she like, you know, we all grew up in church, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, Doug's uncles and were preachers with my grandfather.
Hello.
So,
hello, Ray.
They was saying,
hello. Hello, how are you on tonight? Hold on, Doughboy. I heard somebody speaking to me. How are you on tonight?
Good.
Good. May I ask whom am I speaking with?
That's TJ.
TJ, hi, TJ. How are you on tonight?
Good.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I'm glad that you all called in to listen to us on tonight. You can go ahead, Doughboy. Finish.
Yeah, well, my thing is, you know, a lot of people take care of stuff in their life that they run from. It's a bunch of obstacles. It's something that's probably meant for you. Like, remember that day when you was in the store and the woman told you, she said, look, I got something for you. Here's my number. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was God sending you the message then. Have you interacted with that woman since?
No, I actually haven't. And I think it's because my phone had messed up. But I'm sure that she'll reach. I'm sure that she'll reach out to me again if she would like to speak to me, because it was very coincidental that she said that she spoke to me, and I mean she said some things to me that, you know, touched me, and I mean she asked for my phone number. I gave it to her. She said that she had something in plan for me. She asked me about what kind of work did I do and things of that nature. I told her about Street Talk, and she was a person of a ministry, you know what I'm saying? And she spoke some very good things, and I believe that she'll reach out soon and try to contact me again, because, you know, I had some technical difficulties with my phone, but I'm pretty sure that she'll reach out to me again if she really wants me to do it, because I know God touched her heart to even speak to me, and she acknowledged some things about myself that I hadn't even told her, so I know that was by the grace of God, and I know that she had some plan for me, and God had something he had instilled in her heart to speak to me about, so I'm pretty sure that she'll reach out to me soon.
Yes, that's like, I remember telling you that. I told him that I want to host Street Talk at church, so it was like, okay, I think, remember I told you we closed our church down for the whole month of December, from the middle of December to January. So I think we had the elections to vote different people into their positions, so which will be sometime in the middle of next month. Well, I think it's going to be this Sunday, they're going to start voting. After they start voting, then I think the next Friday I try to host that church.
Okay, you said next Friday?
Yeah, I'm going to try to host it at church the following Friday, because I got to get one of the deacons, because I ain't got my keys yet. I got to get one of the deacons to come and open the church up.
Okay, so you want to do a live street talk?
I'm going to do a live street talk. Now, sometime this month, I'm going to set it up before the end of the month out.
Okay, that'll be something great, and we will come out, and I would invite other people to come out as well, and we'll do a live street talk there at the church. That would be something that I would be very interested in doing. Like we said, we're gonna live life to the fullest this year, and for our upcoming years, we're gonna live life to the fullest because God set it up for us to do those things, and that's just what we're gonna do. I wanted to also speak in reference to something was on my mind earlier today, and I had spoke to a couple of people in reference to what was it that was on my mind. It was about battered women.
Mm-hmm.
It was about battered women. I've been running into a couple of situations where people were being in violence, domestic violence and abuse. And it's not even just battered women. I'm noticing that a lot of men are being battered also. And they, I've also seen on the news, well, I've heard on the news and I've heard around a couple of places where they're going to start having a battered man shelter. You know how, like, they have the battered women shelter? They're going to have the battered men thing as well. And they're going to speak to men as well about being battered. Because I don't know if y'all know, but in today's world, men are being cases of domestic violence as well, not only women. And I find it, I was appalled. I was, like, astonished by that. I didn't think that a man could be battered by a woman. And
you know, but a lot of, I'm going to say this, as me, in my situation, as a kid, my mom and my dad, you know what I'm saying, they went through a lot of that, you know what I'm saying? I would have to avoid certain situations because we went to that. As a matter of fact, my mom is, like, my mom is the head of the missionary board of our church, and I think they just voted her into it. She's going to get voted into it this Sunday. She's going to give, like, all the clothes to, that they, you know, we did a Christmas giveaway. They gave away a bunch of stuff. She's going to give all the clothes away to the, matter of fact, to one of the women shelter. I think it's on Colorado. And so, like, they got another thing that they're going to do. Like, they got the homeless 10 people downtown. You know they're building a community for them, too, don't you? So I keep up with a lot of that stuff. And one of my partners, Sandman, that I grew up with in East Dallas, he goes and he feeds the homeless every Saturday and Sunday, like before church or after church. So this is something that he does repetitively. But I done kind of heard about what you're talking about, too. But a lot of men, they, you know, a lot of brothers get involved in that, too, because you got parole officers that tell the chicks, hey, man, you know, don't say he hit you and lie on him, you know what I'm saying, because I don't feel like coming out and doing paperwork and all that. So, you know, things can happen. You know what I'm saying? A lot of brothers don't be want to fight women either. But, you know, now they got to whoever first went to the phone, that's who taking the ride.
Well, you know, I don't uphold violence, whether it's on a male
man
or
women,
a female.
Exactly.
And but my thing was that I felt like a man is the stronger party of the two. But I found nowadays that you have a lot of, excuse me, males that's on the phone, but you have a lot of males that are weak, you know. And I used to say to myself, like, I used to tell dudes, when I date a dude, like, I used to get very upset because some dudes were soft, you know what I'm saying? But I had to realize that all men are not cut out to be hardcore gangsters. You know, the hardcore dudes, you do have some of the feminine side. And by them being feminine does not mean that they're gay or that they're less than a man, but they have to, everybody has somebody made for them. You know what I'm saying? So they would probably cater to the softer females. And, I mean, I would get so upset sometimes when guys wouldn't stand up and be a man. You know what I'm saying? And what that man was that I had in mind may not have been the man part that they were supposed to be. You know, I felt like a man's supposed to be strong, like a type of person. You know what I'm saying? All, you know, hard. But all men are not hard. And so
Everybody has it in a different way, though, really. Because he's like me, that's why I'm just going back telling you. Me, myself, I try to keep from going through things, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I have a bad temper, so there's no stopping once I get started. But my thing
is,
now that I got older, I kind of think. Because, see, watching my dad and my mama fight, it's like when I get into it with a woman, I have to walk away because me, myself, I don't believe in stopping when I get involved in something. I don't believe in consequences, pretty much. I'm putting it that way. I don't, you know, most people are like, hold on, I'm going to go to jail. I really don't care. You see what I'm saying? But I think about my kids, so that's why I stop. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah,
if it was me just by myself,
that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Giving me
a woman that's feeling like all dudes are supposed to be masculine and hard, then I didn't know that there were some men that were soft. And I would, you know, kind of get upset if a man wasn't, you know, like a strong, hardcore guy. But I've learned with my growing up and becoming an adult that, no, I like the men that are not so much of masculine and trying to hurt a woman because those are the ones you actually not supposed to be with. You know what I'm saying? And those are the ones that'll fight you and stuff, and you're not supposed to be battered. And, I mean, you have women that are so used to being beaten to where they're going to these relationships with guys, and they beat the guys, you know what I'm saying? And guys are more not talkative about it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They won't say anything, you know, because they are men, and they feel like they have to be sheltered. You know, they don't want people to talk bad about them for not telling that this woman is inside the house. Basically, it's different kind of abuse in the world. We talked about this before. You have mental abuse and you have physical abuse. You have some men that are sitting inside households or relationships that are actually being mentally abused and physical abused. You know what I'm saying? And that's very different, but, I mean, that's happening. And you have a lot of women that are being mentally abused and not even knowing it as well. They feeling like, a lot of women feel like that's the way they're supposed to be done, or feel like that's the way they're supposed to be talked to. And, I mean, you don't have to be aggressive with a person to tell a person to do something or ask them to do it. And if a person won't do it, then you're supposed to move forward with your life. You're not supposed to make a person do anything, because you're supposed to keep your hands, feet, and other objects to yourself. You're not supposed to force anything
because nothing
is supposed to be forced.
You got parents, you know what I'm saying? This is what I believe, and this is why I say what I say. You know, most people can't tell you exactly what I told you, but I'll say this. Before I had to put my hands on you, I leave you alone, because I know I'm a snap. I'm just going to be real with you. Kids ain't going to have no mama. I'm going to jail. You know what I'm saying? That's how I think. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be real. Mm-hmm. So it took God to sit down and talk to me and tell me, leave people alone. I barely could say, I whoop my kids, and they don't even be with just my hands or belt. I look at them, and it's mental. You feel what I'm saying? Now, if I put my hands on you, I feel like you got a mom and a daddy can whoop your, you know what I'm saying, your butt. And you know what I'm saying? I'm about to say what I wanted to say. You got a mom and a daddy, so I ain't got no business beating you down. I'd rather just leave you alone, because it's going to hurt you in the long run. If I know I've done something right by you, you're going to miss me when I walk out the door. But if not, deal with the next problem is going to come on, because somebody ain't going to like you just like I did. And you did what you did. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, that's what hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because love is an emotion. It doesn't supposed to be physical. It don't supposed
you're
to hurt
right.
at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I tell you I love you, that's just a feeling. But for me beating you up and doing all that, I love you enough to leave you.
And
that,
I applaud you on that.
That's from the book of Doughboy. You know what I'm saying? Niggas call me whatever they want to. I bet now a nigga couldn't line that up with me. And you know what I'm saying? A dude couldn't line that up with me and say, you soft. You know what I'm saying? Because I might have a different feeling toward that. Like I tell people all day long, you can mess with me, I might let you get away with it. But mess with my mom and my kid, I have no understanding.
It tells you in
I have no understanding.
It tells you in Psalms 11:5, it says, the Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. It tells you that the Lord don't like violence, point blank, period. So I applaud you on not being violent. And it also says in 2 Timothy.
But the word thing is, and I'm not going to, and I'm glad you said what you said, but people in the streets know me for, I have been violent. They know me now that I'm just like cool, calm, and collected. See, some people know me as the person that's like, okay, dope boy, he cool, but the people that really know me, that grew up, they'll tell you, this nigga not a rap type. You know, you done seen a moment where I've been like, you know, it's a trip. You feel what I'm saying? So you, when that moment, when you see what you've seen, that should tell you something about me. You feel what I'm saying? And then you know
right.
the situation, so think about it. You seen a whole different me than nobody else has saw. You know
you're
what I'm
right.
saying? It, like, I done things that I'm not boasting or brag about. But I done did my first share of dirt out here in these streets. I don't have to explain to nobody about me, but I know one thing about it. Don't test me. I'm not a punk. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I kind of think, because I got 12, 13 kids. My kids need me.
You have to worry about your kids, and that's a good thing.
So, so now
I think about
my kids. My kids is going to save a whole lot of people.
If you didn't have those kids, that's what I'm saying. If you didn't have those kids, you'd be in a heap of trouble.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I be back downstairs in the Clemens unit. You know what I'm saying? Looking at life or better. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want you there. We want you out here in the streets.
And that's what I'm saying.
We want you out here in the streets where you can do the right thing. And
God knows. You know what I'm saying? God knows.
I want to talk about that love. Listen, I wanted to talk about that love that you was talking about when you started talking about love, because, you know, I like to bring out the Bible verses that said, because, like, we talk about these things, and then I want people to be able to go back in their Bibles and understand
that's
that
right.
what we're saying on this line is true, and not just something that we're just throwing out there. So that's why, if y'all hear me, I keep on quoting Bible scriptures. It's because I want y'all to know that in the Bible, these things that we're talking about on street talk, the things that we do talk about in our everyday life is in the Bible. And so when y'all hear me and I'm going back to the Bible, don't think they're really going crazy. I'm trying to show y'all in the Bible where it says these things at. Like Doughboy was just talking about love and what love is supposed to be like, you know what I'm saying? And it tells you in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, it says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing. And when it says it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, it means that it don't like, it's like love is not ugly. It's not good when you're doing the wrong thing. It's not happy about you doing the wrong thing. It said it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. That means if you're doing the wrong thing and you're trying to get over on somebody, that's not love. That's not cool at all. That's not the truth. Love, it rejoices when it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? And it says love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's what love is. Love is something that's good. Love is not bad. Like we were talking about marriage and stuff earlier. We were talking about how I was on the phone with somebody, and he was telling me that we was talking, and then we bust into like this argument, and this person told me, we arguing like we married. I said, nah, married people don't argue. Married people have conversations. They converse. He said, well, nah, on these TV shows out here, you see where they're arguing all the time. I said, no, these are bitter people. These are not people that's in love. These are people that's bitter. These are people that done went through something. They mad about being married. You're supposed to be happy about being married. Marriage is something that God has. God is supposed to be in your marriage. So you're not supposed to be arguing in no marriage. You're supposed to have conversations. Everybody's supposed to agree to disagree, and it's not to be talked bad about. And I want to talk about in the last days some of the things that was supposed to be done in the last days, where it tells you about how things are going, and so people can understand. On Street Talk on the night, I want y'all to understand that life, you know what I'm saying, things happen, you know what I'm saying? And this is some of the things in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. It said, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of selves, lovers of money, proud, not proud like happy people proud, you know what I'm saying, but proud like people are going to be overbearing proud. People are going to be arrogant. People are going to be abusive. People are going to be disobedient to their parents. People are going to be ungrateful. People are going to be unholy. People are going to be heartless. People are going to be unappeasable. That means you can't please these people nowadays in the last days. People are going to be slanderous. People are going to be without self-control. People are going to be brutal. People are not going to not loving of the good. People are going to be treacherous. People are going to be reckless. People are going to be swollen with conceit. You know what I'm saying? People are going to be super conceited. You know what I'm saying? Not just like conceited, because I know a lot of people say I'm conceited and stuff like that. Now they're just speaking, but like people are going to be swollen with conceit. You know what I'm saying? People are going to be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Like people love the way something makes them feel rather than to love God. People talk about people that go to church instead of talking about good things. Like some people say, well, you go to church and you still a bad person. You still go out and people find things that you do and be mad at you for just going to church, or being mad because you love God, or being mad because you're trying to change your life instead of being happy for you. And it said having the appearance of godliness. People will be having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. And it tell you in the Bible to avoid such people. So with that being said, I appreciate y'all for calling Street Talk on tonight. We have 1 minute left, and I want to let y'all know that we're here every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I want to thank you all for calling in. We can be reached again every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Don't let me call y'all to call in. Y'all call in because y'all want to. Again, the number is 310-982-4126. Doughboy, you want to pray us out?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get to my good thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know. Each and every individual on God has problems, and we need to sit down and try to get some understanding things in our own lives. Don't let people be judgmental for the things that we say or do. Lord, you know each and every one of our hearts, and I pray that you watch over each and every one of our family and friends. And, Lord, look over the homeless people that don't have a thing to eat tonight or a warm place to sleep, Father God. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank y'all for calling Street Talk. Again, we'll be on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. I appreciate you all for calling. Thank you all for calling. Doughboy, thank you for calling in and being my co-host. And I want to appreciate all my callers, and I want to appreciate everybody that talks and everybody that listen. Each one teach one. Thank you all. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.